Welcome to the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm Katrina Scott. I'm a mom, a passionate female founder, and a creative brand builder. In the last 15 years, I've been everything from a personal trainer to a Forbes featured entrepreneur, a New York Times bestselling author, and the co-founder of the leading fitness empire, Tone It Up. And with that comes CEO, late night copywriter, creative director, social media expert, and of course, the most important job to inspire creativity, an office intern running out for coffee and donuts for the dream team. I'm humbled and so grateful for my journey so far, and I can't wait to write new chapters with all of you. Creativity, success, and making your dreams come to life takes passion, commitment, and a deep, deep love. And love is fostered and grown through deep connections and purpose. And we're going to do just that together. From personal life stories to thoughtful conversations with the most inspiring guests and Ask Me Anything episodes, my hope is this show will ignite your creative brilliance so you can flourish and live beautifully. Hi, beautiful. Happy Friday. Today's episode is short and sweet, but the actual action behind it will take our commitment. I'm excited to hear how helpful this is with your lifestyle. How many of us feel overwhelmed lately? Show of hands, you can actually wave your hand. I feel it. Between Zoom fatigue, pandemic fatigue, work fatigue, feeling overcommitted, and for all my parents parenting around the clock, we're all in it right now. Lately, I've experienced insomnia for the first time in my life. I've never had it before, but in the last year, I've been up between, 2 and 5 a.m. pacing the house or making to-do lists in bed or just tossing and turning. My mind won't shut down with everything that's going on. What I realize is since we work from home, there's no shutting down. There's no separation of church and state. And since Brian and I work together, we just never stop. Whether it's work, relationships, finances, family stress, health, or to-dos that are making you feel overwhelmed, here are a few things I've committed to, and I'm in it, I'm in the thick of it, to help ease stress and tension throughout the day and night. I'm in this with you. Literally, we'll be doing this together so we can check in with one another, and here we go. When I first had the idea to launch my personal blog, livebeautifully.com, I started looking around for a platform that I could easily design myself. Since this was so personal, not your typical company website, I wanted it to feel different. You all know I'm pretty picky when it comes to aesthetic. When you visit livebeautifully.com, I want you to feel like you're coming over to my house for a glass of wine and chatting all things life, beauty, branding, and beyond. I searched everywhere for templates, but nothing felt right for this passion project. One night, I was having dinner with my girlfriend Jenna, and out of curiosity and admiration, I asked her who built her website. I just assumed it was some crazy custom site that cost her an arm and a leg. To my surprise, she looked at me and said, "I use templates through Tonic Sites, the most beautiful websites to ever exist." I felt like I lived under a rock. I was so surprised and excited that I could build a site that beautiful all by myself. The very next day, I bought a template and started building my website that afternoon. It's super easy because you can choose a template that you love and customize each page with your brand colors, typography, and photos. Plus, you can see how it will look on mobile and all devices. My favorite part, anything you ever want to change, you can adjust yourself without waiting forever, hiring a developer, or dealing with crazy agency fees. The entrepreneur in me literally shed a tear of joy. Trust me, I've been through it all. And to know we can all build our dream website was just so refreshing. Your site will be all you, and you can customize it and keep it fresh and updated. No one will ever guess your site wasn't custom designed because Jen and Jeff from Tonic designed the most gorgeous and strategic templates just for creatives and entrepreneurs like us. They know we have enough on our plates. The last thing we want you to be Googling is code at 2 a.m. So if you want to launch your own blog or business website that's actually affordable, head to livebeautifully.com/tonic to check out my favorite templates and use your code KatrinaSentMe at checkout for 15% off any design. Your dream, your business, and your brand deserves a beautiful place to live, and I can't wait to see what you create. Number one, I've said it before and I'll say it again, journaling. This has been a great tool for me to get my thoughts down. Putting pen to paper is so powerful, and it makes the chaos in our minds come together. At first, journaling can feel super intimidating. It's not like a middle school diary and you're just going to be like writing everything down. It can be short and sweet. I will include these on the show notes so you can put it in your calendar. First, write three things that you're grateful for every day in the morning. Now, a lot of days it's the same. I'll write, you know, family, health, community, or team members, beautiful sunshine, or great workout that morning. I've been doing this for years, and it's amazing to start our day with an attitude of gratitude. It literally puts everything in perspective. Two, then write down one top task of the day and three small ones. I only recently started doing this. I feel like I just tried to do it all in one day and then nothing really happens. So it doesn't feel like a lot, but by the end of the week, you'll look back at how productive you were with the important tasks. Three, how are you feeling that day? Just check in with yourself. How are your thoughts? How's your body feeling? Are you energized, tired? Just make notes. It's really good for us to be in tune, and we can always revisit it when we look at our nutrition or our workouts or our workload. And finally, number four, how do you want to react to stress and things that come up during the day? Do we want to be more patient, kind, empathetic, loving? It can even just be one word. You can also say firm on your standards. Whatever it is, write it down. These entries should only take you about 5 minutes. I normally journal over my coffee or post-workout smoothie while looking at my to-do list for the day. All right, number two, speaking of writing things down, this is big. Batch your tasks and to-do list. Again, I didn't start doing this until recently. The thing is, we tend to put off the things that are most important that will take most of our time and energy to get through. Instead, we'll just do the smaller things because it doesn't take as much of our thought and dedication. I'm literally doing it as we speak, where I feel like I have to put a lot of creative energy into something huge that's really important, but I keep putting it off to do the small things instead, almost thinking they'll just miraculously disappear. But we all know the small stuff will always be there. So allow yourself to batch your to-do list and your days. I just started doing this and so far it's going great. Of course, I slip up when things come up, but it has helped me personally and professionally. Over the past year, I was 100% available for all sit-down Zoom calls, but also scrambling chasing Bella, but also trying to go live for a workout or film content or try to be a wife, a friend, all of it. And I was so scattered that I couldn't focus my attention on one thing for very long. And that includes Brian or Bella. Like, I was always in five different places at once. Scientifically, we're the most productive when we can sit down and be creative without distractions. And 15 to 20 minutes is the magic number to get into a flow state for creativity. And this goes for relaxing and unwinding too. So at the end of the day, you have to shut your computer, take some time. It will take us at least 20 minutes to get into the zone of relaxation with our family or friends or whatever, even with ourselves. So as of recently, you can ask team members. This is big for me. I allow myself from 8 a.m. to 10 every day to focus on my highest priority task of the day. I don't take any meetings. The morning is where I know I'm most creative, and I'll block out these productive hours in my calendar. I just started using this calendar tool that I'll link to on the blog that syncs up with my calendar, so multiple calendars, whatever emails you use, and my team can book meetings with me without asking my availability or back and forth. But it's also only within a certain period of time. So I know I'm sitting down for 3 hours of Zooms rather than 10 hours of back and forth where your brain really can't get used to what you're doing. And I just read, I'm going to quote it wrong, but different lobes of our brain, lobe is such a weird word also, I didn't put this in my notes, but I'm going to say it anyway. Different lobes of our brain apparently work on different things and we can't jump between everything because then it's not getting 100% of us. And this has taken me a lot to understand about myself, because when I need to be creative, I can't have distractions. That's why for so many years, I worked so well at night because no one was calling, no one was emailing. And then now I want to preserve those evenings and I want to wake up early and work out. And I need to be able to have those productive hours during the day. So if you're with me, I'll link to the tool that I use in the blog post along with a bunch of other stuff. So I recommend creating buckets of time that are dedicated to certain tasks, and even set aside time for stepping away from your computer to have lunch, sit outside for a quick burst of sunshine, a phone call to your mom or family member, and of course, family time in the evening or even some me time. And this also applies to days of the week. So you can also structure your week based around creativity, productivity, emails, whatever it is that you need to get done. So if you know Mondays are your big meeting day, maybe Tuesday afternoon, carve out time for you to create or be productive, to write, whatever it is that you want to work on. And then Wednesday, revisit those meetings. Thursdays are actually my creative day now, and this is only something that I've been doing recently. So that way I know that I have a day before Friday, because Friday is crazy kind of lining up everything before the weekend. But Thursday is now my day where I get to create, get hair and makeup ready in the morning, which is big. But any way that you can structure your entire week and each day to best suit your needs and how you can perform the best will be great. And you can talk with, you know, your company, your team, your manager, whoever you need to talk to, and say, this is what I need to do to be able to show up as my best self. Also, I want to point out that all of this applies to my full-time mamas. I know I've said before that I don't ever say stay-at-home mom, because as we've all learned, stay-at-home means full-time, right? We've learned that in 2020. So with everything that you need to do throughout the entire day, structure your day the same way. I feel like when I'm all in with Bella, I don't really have a schedule, but the more that we can schedule things, even separate playtime that we just learned on Shanisha Boswell's episode last week, where she will read and her daughter will have separate playtime, like however you can start instilling those habits too with your kids is great. And then you can do the things that you need to do throughout the day, which again, full-time mom, hardest job in the world. So I'm saying it sounds easy, but I hope that this advice also helps you. Number three, eliminate and delegate if you can. So speaking of the small stuff, is there anything that you can eliminate, streamline, or automate? There are so many tools out there that help us with this, which by the way, I'll link to those in the show notes as well and on the blog. I just saw this the other day that stress stands for someone trying to repair every situation solo. And I was like, wow, that is so true. Like, as women, we're so nurturing, we forget to ask for help. So are you asking for help where you can get it? And if there are any things that are on your plate that are overwhelming you that you can ask for help on, don't be afraid to see what you can do. And if there are things that only you can do, of course, there's so many of those, remember that you can do it all, but not all at once. And this is such an easy thing to say, but I'm with all of you that are thinking, but that's not possible. This is where time management, stress management, and batching your tasks will help you the most. Number four, exercise and nutrition. Even though exercise takes time out of your day, it will end up adding value to your day so much so that it will be the most productive 30 to 40 minutes that you have. I was never a morning person until I realized it's the only time I have for me. I try to wake up an hour earlier than I used to so I can get it in. I look forward to my morning workout so much that I'll actually make sure, you know, I limit my wine intake the night before. I don't watch TV too late. I stay hydrated. I try to get enough sleep just so I can wake up and work out before the house wakes up. Does it happen every day? No, because sometimes I'll have an extra glass of wine or I'll stay up with Brian. I'm not perfect, but that's okay. We have to be able to forgive ourselves for the nights that don't work out or the mornings that don't work out. And then we can do it again the next day. We don't always have to start over on a Monday. And so that's part of that balance and harmony that we have throughout the week. Also, proper nutrition is key for our energy levels and brain fuel. Do you ever like realize you didn't eat for hours? I feel like that happened probably during quarantine. We all just like were either snacking a ton or forgetting to eat. Eating well is actually a form of self-love and respect. And your body deserves proper nutrition. And I know at Tone It Up, we always say this, but meal prep on Sunday can help save time during the week, even if you're home, and meal prep with family and meal prep with kids. That way, those things that you need to grab quickly aren't the foods that will make you crash and burn and just need more, which that's high sugar snacks and things that feel quick and feel easy. But I promise you that if you eat healthy and you set up your week and you set yourself up for success with meal prep, you will feel so much more productive Monday through Friday. Both exercise and nutrition go hand in hand, right? So check out the Tone It Up app for daily workouts that you can do at home. You can go into Studio Tone It Up. There's on-demand section with hundreds of workouts. And there's also a recipe section, and it has tons of meal plans. So you can see what works for you, what works for your lifestyle. I also have a program coming out this spring that will be 40-minute workouts in the morning. And it is 100% inspired by the year that we all had last year. Like I was like, the only time I have for myself is if I squeeze it in in the morning, and it needs to be 40 minutes, that magic sweet spot. I'm so excited for that. So be on the lookout in the Tone It Up app. Go download it. Check it out if you don't already have it. Another great channel in there is the meditation channel with Karina that includes mindful meditation. She also does breath work in those meditations. And she just shared with me this morning that she's going to be doing breath work in that channel. So that's really good too for managing your stress levels and anxiety. Do you ever notice you feel more anxious if you didn't work out? Especially if you're a regular worker outer and then all of a sudden you miss a workout, you feel more anxious during the day. Well, it's scientifically proven that exercise helps with anxiety. Harvard Health Publishing shared that 1 in 5 Americans over 18 and 1 in 3 teenagers reported having chronic anxiety. They shared that moving your body decreases muscle tension, lowering the body's contribution to feeling anxious. And getting your heart rate up actually changes the brain chemistry, increasing the availability of important anti-anxiety neurochemicals, including serotonin, that helps us feel happier and more fulfilled. Exercise also activates your frontal regions of the brain responsible for executive function, which helps control our reactive system to real or imagined threats to our survival. So the more you exercise, the more even keeled you'll be. And then as Elle Wood says, exercise gives you endorphins, endorphins make you happy, and you know the rest. So make sure you go to livebeautifully.com/toneitup to check out some of my favorite Tone It Up workout programs, everything that's coming. You're going to love it. I'll see you there. If you're feeling more than overwhelmed and you're experiencing anxiety and nothing above seems to help, there's nothing wrong about seeking help either. Again, it goes back to asking for help, what we said before. A lot of things are, you know, chemical imbalances, and getting a doctor's opinion is helpful too. I'm also a big fan of therapy. When I was suffering from a lot of stress and anxiety that was work-related, I saw a therapist that works with a lot of female founders and executives. And again, it took time, but it was so worth it. And a lot of these things that I practice on a daily basis is from that therapy. Okay, finally, number 5, unplug. I love this quote. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it and plug it back in again. And that includes you. Just last week, I was feeling, you know, super anxious and overwhelmed with everything. And instead of getting on my computer and working on a Sunday afternoon while Bella was napping, we unplugged and had a great Sunday fun day with friends. I felt super refreshed the next day, and I went into the week feeling just on top of the world. I didn't feel behind. I felt fulfilled. We just need to keep in mind what matters most. Sometimes in my mind, I feel like I need to work to get ahead to then feel less stressed, but that's not how it is for me lately. I need to unplug. It's also important for us to not wait until we're feeling overwhelmed or feel like we're completely tapped out that we need a break. So in the future, it's better to manage our stress and prevent ourselves from getting overwhelmed by implementing everything above. I'm also going to be taking this advice because I need it. I'm so with you right now. So before we wrap up today, I want us to all do something. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but close your eyes. Take 2 fingers and place it on your carotid artery. So that's right kind of just underneath your earlobe. Bring your fingers down and you'll be able to feel your pulse. Now I want you to feel your heartbeat. Your body and your heart is working so hard for you right now and every day with over 100,000 beats. With this, remember to take care of you, connect with you, calm your mind, calm your thoughts, and remember to start each day with gratitude. You can do it all, not all at once. Ask for help and let go of what you cannot control. Your mind and body deserve exercise, self-care, and your heart deserves quality time with friends and family. So with that, have an amazing weekend. I love you. Can't wait to see you on Instagram checking in. It means the absolute world to see you, you know, taking pictures, listening to the podcast and connecting. I really feel like it's just chatting with a girlfriend every Friday, and you mean the world to me. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into Live Beautifully today. I hope you loved this episode and that you feel empowered, connected, and of course, inspired to live beautifully. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode comes out. I love seeing your reviews and hearing how this podcast is making a positive impact on your life. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you to leave a review. I read everything from you and it means the absolute world to me. I'll be sharing your reviews and stories on Instagram at Katrina Scott. Also, for Ask Me Anything episodes, literally anything, text me on my cell at 213-205-3604. 213-205-3604 with anything you'd like to talk about. Title your text AMA for Ask Me Anything so I can look out for your message. Thanks again for tuning in and sharing this with your girlfriends. I cannot wait to chat soon. Let's live beautifully together.